بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب العفو عن اللغو اليمين وأنه لا كفارة فيه. So the next chapter, and this is the taking what is called لغو اليمين, a futile قصر. That is, that some people have got the habit that it is on their tongue, they just say والله, and they take قصب of Allah Ta'ala, but they don't mean anything by that. And that is forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. If a person just out of habit, he doesn't mean to take the qasab, but he's just got a habit of saying, Wallah, Wallah, then that is forgiven by Allah Ta'ala, and there is no kafara for that either. وَهُوَ مَا يَجْرِي عَلَى اللِّسَانِ بِغَيْرِ قَصْدِ الْيَمِينِ. And that is which is on the tongue, but a person doesn't have the intention. It is just his habit that he talks like that. كَقَوْلِهِ عَلَى الْعَادَ لَا وَاللَّهِ بَلَا وَاللَّهِ وَنَحْوَ ذَلِكَ. Like a person says as a habit, لَا وَاللَّهِ or بَلَا وَاللَّهِ. Like in our case, I take qasab. لَا وَاللَّهِ I've said this. But he doesn't mean to take the qasab. That is called yameen and law. And it is forgiven by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It doesn't mean anything. It's a futile qasam. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, لَا يُؤَاخِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِي أَيْمَانِكُمْ. Allah does not take you to task for all these futile qasams that you take, which you don't really mean. But that is also not a good habit. A person should try and come out of that habit that in everything he says Wallah, though he doesn't mean it. But he should try and come out of that habit. Allah's name, he shouldn't be regarded as so insignificant and so futile that you can just say for nothing. We should try and come out of that habit, but Allah in His kindness has not kept us responsible for that, and He has made that maaf. وَلَكِنْ يُعَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا أَقَّدْتُمُ الْأَيْمَانِ. But Allah Ta'ala takes you to task for that which you made the intention, proper intention of taking a qasam, for that Allah Ta'ala takes you to task. And the kafara of it, to pay for it is, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ أَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ. That you feed 10 kafaratu itamu asharati masakin. 10 people you must feed of the average type of food that you give your family. Normally at home what we cook, if we have a dawat, it is different. That is now extra, we do extras. But just normally what we have at home, that type of food you should give to 10 people. Aw kiswatuhum. Or the clothing, you should give clothing to 10 people. أو تحرير رقبة. Or you should free a slave. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. And a person who doesn't have the means for any of these things, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامُ. Then you should keep rozas for 3 days. ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ. That is the kafara, the compensation of your qasam that you took and what you took properly, intentionally you took. That is the kafara of it. وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. And look after your qasams. Don't just take qasam just to break them, and don't just make it a joke and just keep on taking qasams. And a person who's got this habit that in every second word is taking qasam of Allah, he should come out of that habit. The next hadith, وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت أنزلت هذه الآية. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says this ayat was revealed, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم. That is the ayat that we just read now and translated. في قول الرجل. It was revealed with regard to a certain person who used to say لا والله بلا والله, that on almost every occasion he just takes qasam of Allah Ta'ala. So on that it was revealed that Allah won't keep you responsible for that which you are just doing as a habit. These apparent oaths are not generally intended as oaths, but are used as common forms of speech and expression. It is therefore hoped that Allah will forgive the use of such words. According to Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, a yameen and lahwa, that is a futile qasam which a person takes, which he does not intend, but it is just his habit that he uses that word, refers to an unintentional oath regarding a past or future occurrence, any occurrence of the past or future. According to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, it refers to an oath which a person takes regarding an occurrence, thinking it to be true, but it is in fact false. It is hoped that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will not take one to task for such an oath. The next chapter, Babu Karahiyatil Half fil Bay, wa in kana sadiqan. This is a chapter that it is makruh, undesirable, that a person takes a qasam when he's doing business, even if he's speaking the truth. That he's actually speaking the truth, that for example, he's selling an item to a person for 10 rand, and he said, it cost me 10 rand, I'm giving it to cost, and he takes qasam on that. Or I bought it for 8 rand, I'm only making 2 rand profit, and he takes qasam. It is permissible, but it is not good. It is makruh to do that. And the reason for that comes in front. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, الحلف منفقة للسلعة. A person who sells his goods by taking a qasam. He takes a qasam and he sells his good. Tamhaqatun lil kasba. That is, he removes all the blessing from that. He might make more profit, he might sell more because he's taking qasam, people trust him. But Allah removes the barakat from such business. Because that person is using Allah's name to get the petty gains of this dunya. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه says, he heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إياكم وكثرة الحلف في البيت. Be careful, be on your guard, and do not take plenty qasams. If you can, don't take no qasams when you are doing business. When you don't take qasam, I bought it from so and so, this is an imported item, whereas it's a local item, etc. We say it is from Germany, when it is from China, etc. Anything like that, don't take such qasams. فَإِنَّهُ يُنَفِّقُ ثُمَّ يَمْحَقُ. Because it produces a sale, but it removes the barakat from the sale. There is no barakat in that sale. When a trader takes oaths to sell his goods, people are urged to believe his words, and this generates sales. Also, together with this qasam, a person shouldn't dress like a pious person, and just for making business. Some people, when they come and do collections also, then just outside the shop they'll put on their topi, etc. But otherwise they don't even wear a topi. So just in order to make business you wear a kurta, or for collection sake you wear kurta, topi, so people say, no, he's a pious man, we must trust him. For business sake also, for collection sake also, that is not correct. So people will believe him and he'll generate more sales. However, because the blessed name of Allah Ta'ala was used for the shameful aim of acquiring worldly possessions, it is only used to make material gains for and using Allah's name. The income that is generated will not benefit a person in this world or the year after. And also in this matter, it is, as far as collection is concerned, we must be very careful also. If we go to somebody and he says, I'll give you 500 rand. And today a collector is regarded as a collector until he takes out 1,000 rand from that person. Until we make sure he doubles it up. If he's giving it unwillingly, that money is haram to use. And such money we use in madrasa, in masjid, it is haram. In the same way on wedding occasions, which is also not correct, but like previously, the bride's people used to feed, and the groom's people, the bride's people say, we can afford to feed 100 people, and they insist we are going to bring 200 people. So we are forcing it out of them, it is like stealing it from them. To eat that food also is haram. It is not jais to eat that food because we forced it out of them. Unwillingly they have given it. It is just like stealing it from them. So that also is not correct. So we must be very careful in all these matters. Whether it comes to any da'wat like this, whether it comes to collections of masjids and madrasas, and we force people to give more. That person might give less, but he gives it happily. Allah gives lot of barakat in there. And we might collect double the amount, 10 times the amount. But we forced it out of him and unhappily he is giving it. And sometimes we make a person take a loan also to give it. And he takes an interest bearing loan. How can there be barakat in there? And then we use it for deeni matters. There can't be barakat in such things. The income that is generated will not benefit a person in this world or the year after. If the oath is false, then the sin is even greater, because such a trader has made a mockery of Allah Ta'ala's greatness and grandeur. If it is a true qasam, that also there won't be barakat, because we use Allah's name for the petty gain of this dunya. And if it's a false qasam, then it is even more worse, because we did not regard Allah as anything. We lowered the value of Allah and made Allah like insignificant. While oaths in business may generate immediate results in terms of sales, the long-term result in worldly terms is detrimental. Though it doesn't happen immediately, but after some time we face the consequences and we don't know why it happened to us. And we also say, I don't know how come this happened to me. One who develops the habit of readily taking oaths begins to speak lies. When we take oaths also, then a person goes lower down and he starts lying also, in order to generate sales. In the long run, people come to know of his false objectives and abandon purchasing from him. Eventually, his business will go down. Because the people say he's a liar, don't trust him, don't do business with him, he's not a right man, he's not an upright man. So a person will lose out. So for a little while we might gain more, but eventually we will lose out. And a person who's true and honest, maybe he won't sell much at the beginning, but eventually people will say he's a genuine businessman, he's an honest, upright businessman. And your sales then will increase and barakat Allah will put also. Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayh also stated that the barakah is removed because Allah Ta'ala destroys his income by theft, looting, or he may be forced to spend in avenues such as purchasing medication, etc. Also, we don't realize, because we don't do our business correctly, Allah brings such a sickness in our family that all that what we gain, millions are gone year down. Or robberies take place. And sometimes lives are lost because in the robberies, etc. Sometimes a fire strikes. Other things happen. So this is because we weren't doing that business properly. So the small, it looks like small things, but they have great, great effects in this world. And the year after is even more serious. So therefore, a person should learn how to do proper Islamic business, do it accordingly, and he'll see great barakat in his business, in this world, and the benefits of it in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana.